We are still early in the earnings season, but we've already heard from a lot of the big banks, the national banks, Goldman Sachs's and J.P. Morgan's and that sort of thing. They give you a sense of what they're doing, but they're really distorted with a lot of fixed income trading and that sort of thing. If you really want to find out what's going on, you talk to a good, strong regional bank like Comerica. And their earnings out on Wednesday beat expectations on the top and the bottom line. Kurt Farmer is the president and CEO of Comerica and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. So I feel like I really get a sense of the economy, at least, you know, for the region. You guys are in Arizona and California, Florida, Michigan, Texas, of course. And you represent those areas. Business must look pretty good.
Yeah, I think business feels good overall. I think, as you know, a lot of our revenue and customer relationships are in the commercial banking segment. And while I think there is some concern about broader issues, whether it be trade or geopolitical issues or possibility of the risk of a recession, I do think that general sentiment remains pretty strong amongst many of our clients, especially in the sort of core middle market banking and small business segments.
Well, you know, that seemed to be one of the concerns, you know, going into this earnings season, is how much would the uncertainty, anxiety over trade or recession or Brexit or whatever you want to bring out, but sort of all that, would it cause business, small business, to sort of put off making decisions until that until the air clears a bit?
David, I spend a lot of time out in the various markets that we're in with customers, and I hear still a fair amount of optimism, certainly some concerns, you know, around things that most of us don't fully control at the macro level. But the day-to-day activity, most of our customers remain pretty busy. They're doing a lot of borrowing to meet sort of current working capital needs. I would say there's probably not as much capital expenditures going on because of the possibility of some broader concerns. But day-to-day, I think most of our customers are busy and active right now. And in fact, we have some markets where they're having trouble finding labor. So that's a sort of double-edged sword, but an indication of how things are going, I think.
You know, it concerns me a little bit in looking at West Texas. We've seen the energy patch go through such expansion and, you know, building in anticipation of, you know, great growth. And then, I don't know, oil prices are not cooperating and certainly not gas either. Any concern in that area?
Maybe just a comment about the Texas economy overall. It still remains very strong on a relative basis compared to the U.S. market in general. In fact, Robert Dyer, chief economist, who you've had on the show a number of times, is forecasting a GDP of around 4.2% for Texas compared to the U.S. at large of about 2.2%. So a significant sort of more growth than the U.S. at large. And while we're seeing some impact from the energy sector, I think the Texas economy is still in an expansion mode. You're still seeing a lot of net population inflow, a lot of net new job creation occurring. The real estate markets are still pretty strong. So the non-energy components of the economy continue to perform well. And I think on the energy side, it really is maybe a tale of two cities. Some of the drillers that maybe have a little weaker balance sheet and do not have access to the capital markets, those are the ones that probably are struggling a little bit more right now. But a lot of the stronger E&P exploration and production firms that do have capital, have stronger balance sheets, have managed their expense base well, are drilling in the right basins, I think they're still pretty healthy. And able to make money even at these lower prices. Certainly gas weighting is another factor to take into consideration, but in the general oil space, I think things are okay.
Well, maybe this is the coal that's needed now, because when anything's as hot as, you know, as the oil patch of West Texas in particular, everybody and their aunt wants to get into that business, and not all of them are good operators.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think sometimes this type of price compression can be a healthy thing as well longer term.
Okay, so looking out for the fourth quarter, I know the all all of the analysts that you talked to in the conference call want to know your outlook for that. What do you see, and especially with these incredibly low interest rates that appear to be staying low for a long time?
I think we're going to see a continuation of what we've seen this past quarter. I think loan demand will continue to be solid. We feel good about the pipeline of opportunities we have really across all of our markets and across all of our businesses. I still think you're going to have, you know, some lingering concerns about, you know, where the U.S. is going from here and where the economy is going from here. That we impact some businesses. I do believe that the energy situation will at some point start to stabilize as well. And from a overall sort of growth perspective, we still are in a mode of growing and attracting new customers to the bank. And I think that will continue for us as well.
So we have a sense of what's going on in Texas, and I think we all know California, maybe Arizona, Florida. What about your old roots? What about Michigan? How's the economy there?
Well, there certainly is some impact potentially from the elongated strike with General Motors, although there's some talk of maybe that getting some resolution. I don't think there's been a lot of impact there, but if that ends up being an extended situation, it could have an impact on Michigan. But Michigan overall, we're predicting to grow slightly below the U.S. at large this year. It definitely is a more diverse economy today than it was 10 years ago, and Michigan is also seeing some nice population inflow and job creation, especially around the core city of Detroit. And the auto industry, you know, despite some warning signs, still remains pretty strong. You've got a seasonally adjusted auto rate sales number around 17.2 annualized for the year, 17.2 million. And that's still a pretty healthy number. So we still feel good about Michigan overall. Maybe some caution there, but in general, I think that market is doing well, and we feel good about sort of the long-term prospects for Michigan.
Yeah, third quarter certainly looked good. We wish all of us a good fourth quarter. Kurt Farber is the president and CEO of Comerica. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Farber, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.